and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I was getting ready for this morning's sermon, I came upon this short story that I want to offer to all of you. And it's a story about this man who was a preacher, and at the time he was someone who was pretty well known in the area where he was preaching. And he went to sleep one night and he had this dream. And the dream that he had is that he actually ended up passing away. And he was standing there in front of the gates, and there's St. Peter, and he welcomes him, but Peter didn't know who he was. And the man said to him, he goes, "Well, how do you not know who I am?" And he said, "Well, I don't know who you are." And he said, "Well, you know, where I was from, I was a famous preacher. Everyone knew me and everyone came to hear me preach." And St. Peter said, "Well, I don't know who you are." So the man continued to protest, said, "How can you not know me? Everyone knew me. They would come from all over to hear me preach." So St. Peter, feeling kind of bad for him, says, "All right, give me your full name one more time." So St. Peter looks, he opens up his book and he looks and he says, "Okay, there's a note here." And the note says that one night you spent the night next to a man who was dying and you were there all night long. St. Peter looked up and he said, Now you can come on in." I love this story because it is a reminder for us of what the Lord is really looking for each and every one of us to do. And I think it's pretty simple. What Peter was looking for from this man was actually that he put his sermons, all these wonderful sermons that he did, that he actually puts these sermons into action. He should have been known by his love, not just by the wonderful words that he would tell people. And the same is true for each and every one of us. The reality is that people should know who we are if we are capable of loving. They will know us by the way that we act. They will know us because we are those people who put our words, the words that we hear in the space, the words that you were taught in Sunday school, the words that you might even hear at Bible studies, if we're able to put those words into action in our lives. Today, the Lord is asked a question, and he tells a story. He tells a story about a man who needed some help. And then he continues to tell a story about three different people, two people who ignored him and one person who ended up helping him. And then in the end, he says these important words. He looks at the people and to all of us, and he says, "Go and do likewise." Today, it's important that we consider this story, this parable, which is known as the Good Samaritan. It's important for us to think about it and to think about the different ways that we too can go and do likewise. So if there's a reading that is more well known than today's, I'm really not sure which one it is. We've all heard this parable before. Sometimes we'll even heard this term, the Good Samaritan, in the news and in our culture, right? And basically, a Good Samaritan is someone who reaches out and helps someone else without even knowing them. But there's a story behind this, right? And we heard this morning that the reason the Lord tells this story is because this man, this lawyer, comes up to him and he asks him a simple question. He says, "How can I inherit eternal life?" The interesting thing is, as we all know, this isn't the first time that our Lord and Savior has had this question offered to him before. But this time he answers this lawyer a certain way. He says, in a sense, he says, "Well, you're a lawyer. What does the law say? How do you read it?" So the lawyer quotes the scriptures and he says the following: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus looked at him and says, "Well, you're right." He says, "Do this and you will live." But the lawyer wants a little bit of clarification, right? He wants to know exactly who it is that his neighbor is. So he says to him, "Who is my neighbor?" What he wanted to know was, who do I love? Who is it that I'm supposed to show compassion to? Is it my friends? Is it my family? Is it the people who are the same race as me? Or is it an enemy? Who is it who I'm supposed to be kind to? Who is it that is really my neighbor? So the Lord tells him the story that all of us heard today. Three men come by. This man was beat up on the side of the road, and three different men come by. The first one, the Lord says, is a priest. He's someone who is a religious person, right? He's someone who is the temple all the time. He's someone who understands the law. He knows the need to be compassionate, but he unfortunately keeps his head down and he continues on his way. The next person is kind of similar. He's a Levite. He's another person who's religious. He's another person who spends a lot of time in the temple, but he too was really busy, puts his head down, and continues on his way. The third person, as we all know, is someone who was probably surprising to hear that this is the person that would help. He's a Samaritan, as we all know from the scriptures. These people were not looked upon favorably at all at that time, but he's the one that stopped. He's the one that took his time and took his resources and his skills, right? He stopped. He anointed the man's wounds with oil and with wine. He bound them up. He offered more of his resources by putting this man and his animal, and he took him to an inn. He offered more of his resources and his time. He stayed with him, and then he paid for him to stay at the inn as well. And then he left and told the man that he would be back. Now, one of the questions we can ask is why did the others not stop? Well, we can ask ourselves the same question, right? Why do we not help sometimes when we're able to? And I don't think it's because we don't want to. I think at some level, all of us want to be helpful. All of us want to help the other. But I think what tends to happen is, like them, we get busy, right? We get a little bit too busy. We put our heads down and we continue doing our work. Or they may have even felt uncomfortable because maybe something like that would happen to them. But in the end, it was the one person who stopped and offered himself. But Jesus hasn't answered the question yet, has he? He has not answered the question of who is my neighbor. And he answers it in an interesting way. He does this by asking a question of his own. He says to the lawyer, he says, which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? What the Lord is doing here is he's changing the question from who is my neighbor to am I acting like a neighbor toward anyone and anywhere that I find someone who is in need. The question is no longer who am I supposed to help, but the question is, am I helping? The question is no longer who am I supposed to love, but it's am I being someone who loves the other? Am I being someone who shows compassion to whoever it is that is in front of me? And the lawyer ends up answering the question with the one who showed mercy on him. And Jesus says these words. He says, go and do likewise. And these are extremely powerful and important words. Go and do likewise. Each Sunday we gather here in this beautiful church. We hear the liturgy, we hear the hymns. Each Sunday we come here and we receive Christ in word. We receive him through the scriptures. God willing, you receive him through a decent sermon. You also receive him in the Eucharist, right? You receive him in communion. Each and every Sunday we come here and we are given the opportunity to touch Christ and to be touched by him. We are given the opportunity to continue to grow in our relationship with him. We are given the opportunity to be loved by him. And what he wants us to do is to go out and do likewise. We are given the opportunity each and every Sunday to come here and be forgiven. And he wants us to go out and do likewise. We are given the opportunity here to be healed by him with his love, his compassion, and his mercy. And he asks us to go and to do likewise. Many times I forget that when I say the words through the prayers of our holy fathers, when I end the liturgy really doesn't end, but the liturgy is actually beginning. Our work, my work, the work of the church begins when we take the gospel, the message that we receive here, and we go out into the world. When we take this message of the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that all those people on the other side of these walls, they are loved just like you and I are. We, all of us, are tasked with showing this to them. The Lord said to his disciples, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And he says, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And today the Lord asks, who was neighbor to the one who needed help? The one who showed mercy. And he says, go and do likewise. Today, Let us, the parishioners of Holy Trinity, keep showing who we follow by loving. Today, let us, the parishioners of Holy Trinity, keep showing mercy as the Samaritan did. Today, let us leave here and go and do likewise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.